Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance on this 19th day of April 2023. And tonight, all this is Pledge Week, so if you ever ran into Randy Gay, here's what he'd say, 888-281-1110. And you say, hey, Randy, how you doing? He'd say, 888-677-9673. All right, and so when you see Randy, say, hey, 888-281-1110. That way he'll know it's you. All right, now back in the boiler room, we have Eric and Randy and Aaron and Frank. And Courageous Craig is in there with him. He's keeping an eye on them guys. He's not sure what they might all do in that little booth back there. And then we know between here and there, we have none other. You never rile Kyle. Don't rile Kyle. He's a big guy, okay? And he took the peas away from the Jolly Green Giant. Yes, that's what he did.
Hey, Pastor, and that was a good impersonation, Randy. I like that.
So. Yeah, he's good at that, isn't he? All righty, now, the cackling you hear, that's right. She's the studio marm, fresh off the farm. She flutters and sputters and gets coffee and things like that. And so she's waiting patiently. She wants to say, hello, say hello.
Good evening, everyone.
There you go. That's close. Get back there. Go on. Hurry up. There you go. Now, we have out there, she's the all-natural medicine marm. That's what she is. The all-natural medicine. She, in her area, she's Mother Nature. That's right. None other than Wendy Wilson.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, young lady. And so, he's tried and he's proven true. He's a staunch man of God in stature. None other than my long, 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 long time old buddy, Pastor Joe Larson.
Good evening, boss. It's a pleasure to be here. It's been a long time. We'll skip that part, won't we? Let's just go to work.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
You're giving our age away.
Yeah, we're still here, though, and we're still in the fight. By the way, after off the air last night, we had some pledges. Chris in Michigan pledged 50, and Debbie in Parma pledged 100, and Marlene in Michigan pledged 55. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And so, I think, you know, Kyle, put yourself down for 10 grand. No.
That's my salary for tonight, so I'll do that. I'll just give it to you, Pastor.
All right. You never know unless you try, right? Okay. Anyhow, boy, we got to get serious here because we got a lot of a program to do. We really got a lot of program to hit tonight. So, anyhow, folks, the phone lines are open. This is Pledge Week. We really got to hear from you, so you can keep hearing from us. And the number is 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. There you go. And so We're going to get, we pick up where we left off. Joe, we left off on verse 12 of Hosea chapter 4 yesterday. And then the title of the message, Wendy, was, Where is the Rage? And Where is the Righteous Indignation? Boy, that plays right in today's program. And so let's pick it up, Joe. Let's read a verse at a time, and then we'll do some commentary, okay? So go ahead and read verse 12.
My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, for the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a-whoring from under their God.
Now, their stocks and their staffs, their stocks were idols made of wood. We know that. We read that especially over there in Jeremiah chapter 2, 27. But the staff, Joe, in some cases was a divining rod, such as many have used since ancient times, and what they call, with a witch, what they call to witch for water or to witch
right.
for, sometimes for metals, for silver or gold in the earth. But they were...
The pioneers called it a divining rod.
So they went right along with the stocks and the staffs. So here, go ahead and read verse 14. Oh, no, 13. I'm sorry, 13, yeah.
13, yeah. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills under the oaks and poplars and elms because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore, your daughters shall commit whoredom and your spouses shall commit adultery.
Okay, so now here, how would that compare today? They were sacrificing their children to Moloch. How would that compare to today? Wendy, you just jump right in there.
Well, that would be abortion.
Right.
Abortion. What about pornography? What about to this molesting, what they call gender surgery?
Transitioning,
really?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be actually kind of a sacrifice of your children, too?
Yeah, in a different way.
And so,
well, it'd be a sacrifice in the sense that many of those children end up sterile, many of them end up suicidal, and so many of them want to detrans, and when they detrans, they find they live with a lifetime of complications, so their lives are destroyed. They may not have died, but a lifetime has been destroyed, and they have gained a lifetime of misery and sadness.
All right. Just today, the UN issues a report pushing for normalization and decriminalization of pedophilia. In other words, today...
Of all sex.
Right today, they declare pedophilia is a human right. This is the United Nations, okay?
Wow.
And so, do you think God's going to go along with that?
No.
Okay. Do you think these people are in for a really rude awakening?
Sure.
Now, he's speaking, Wendy, to the men. He's speaking to the men here who are the leaders. And he says that your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses, meaning their wives, shall commit adultery. Now, here, he's making a point. He's telling them that their wives and daughters are going to be whores. And then he says, I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your wives when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores. And so here, and they sacrifice with harlots, therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall. Now, so how are these men whores?
Well, they're allowing the destruction of the family. First, you have the spiritual whoredom, and then following the spiritual whoredom of the people, you get this that we see even now. Everything in this society is totally sexually obsessed. They want to lower the rate of age of consent. They want to have adult child sex. They want to have nothing in the way of their pleasure. And when you start something like that, the men become whores because they've sold any of their dignity, any of their authority as the head of the family. They've given that away.
And so here now,
the family, we've broken God's law. Everything now is gone, really. The structure of the society is gone.
So if you have, for example, a corrupt government, is that a whore government?
It's a whoredom, yeah. They've sold themselves for filthy lucre's sake and power.
Okay, do we see that happening all around?
Yep, we do.
Okay.
Everywhere I look.
All right, we see it in government. It is corrupt on every level, the judicial, the legislature, the executive. It's totally, they've lost legitimacy. So let me ask you this. The Bible says to give honor to whom honor is who?
Due.
Is due. So what does this say about giving legitimacy and honor to those where it is not due?
It's a sin.
Okay.
Right.
So here,
to give honor to a reprobate whore is not is not God's idea of giving honor.
So do we recognize or give any legitimacy, say, to the Department of Justice?
Well, it's the Department of Injustice. That they have been the Department of Justice long ago.
Have they gone completely corrupted?
Yes.
Okay. Do we recognize any legitimacy or any authority? Now, there's a difference between power and authority. You can have power without having authority.
Right. There's no legitimate authority. They have the power to enforce their will, but they have no legitimate authority anymore.
I remember
I
remember two guys arguing one day, and one of them pulled out a gun, and he said, "I'm just about ready to win this argument." In other words, he didn't have authority, he didn't have standing, but he had a gun, huh?
Right.
And so there was power. But is that kind of what the FBI has?
Exactly. Well, it goes all the way back to Mao. You know, everything was done through the power of the sword, through the power of the gun. The revolution was controlled, same thing, Castro and Che Guevara. It was the power of the gun.
Okay, so now let's go to verse 15. Go ahead and read 15.
Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend, and come not ye into Gilgal, neither go ye up to Beth-Aven, nor swear the Lord liveth.
All right, here you go. So, you know, Beth-Aven, the meaning of that is house of vanities. That's what that means. Beth means house of vanities. Nor swear, oh boy, he's getting, God is making a point here, and the point is coming, he's telling them not to even pray, telling the prophets to no longer pray for these people. Let me ask you this. I got an article right here. It says, public accuses churches of abandoning tenets of faith.
Yep.
Now, in that category we just spoke, we know that corrupt government, we see the woke corporations that are corrupt from top to bottom, they've sold out the people. And boy, I'm going to tell you, it's coming back to haunt them. It's coming back to bite them. We're seeing it left and right. We're seeing Walmart closing stores left and right. We just saw Anheuser-Busch lost $7 billion with their queer beer, okay? We saw Coke took a big hit when they came out with what white men need to be less white, so on and so forth. We saw Bed Bath & Beyond go bankrupt. So all of those that turned and sold themselves, it's coming back to haunt them. Now, here, when the church, let me read this article very quickly. It's long been recognized that some American churches under pressure from the politically correct and the tolerant progressive agendas are abandoning the biblical standards on which they were founded. The Bible condemns sodomy. Yet some church conferences ordain sodomites and allow them to have same-sex adulterers as partners. It's commonly recognized that abortion fits in the Bible's definition of murder, yet there are now church groups that advocate for the profitable abortion history. So these are apostate. They become synagogues of Satan. United Church of Christ is one. The Episcopal is another. They have apostatized. Wendy, you know what that word apostatize means?
Yes, I sure do.
It means to become infected, doesn't it?
Yep.
And so what's happened, they've become infected. These many of the World and National Council of Churches have become infected with sin. And they betrayed God. They have betrayed God. And so,
and he has turned his back on them, like what he's saying here. You know, don't even pray for them because God's already pronounced his judgment, right? You said the word Beth-Aven meant what? I was trying to remember that.
Beth-Aven, that means the house of vanities. It's a house of vanities.
That's right. Thank you. I heard you say it and just didn't register. House of vanities.
Yeah, well, Beth-Aven had long time been a house of idol worship and immorality. See, the northern kingdom, Joe, had become totally enamored by sin, by immorality. And Hosea here is warning Judah not to follow the same path. All right. They're hiding out, holding up the signs to give the numbers out. Give the numbers out. Okay, folks, listen, the phones quit ringing. We got to give you the numbers out. If you want to hear more of the program, you got to call. Ready? 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Ready? 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. Now, listen, if you're out there and you have a radio so you can hear us, but you don't have a phone so you can't call, here's what you can do. If you want to send us some help, send us some support, the address is WRWL. That's WRWL 14781. That's 14781 Sperry. That's Sperry. That's Sperry Road, Newberry. That's Newbury, Ohio, 44065. Now, if you're on the internet, just go up to our website, wrwl.org, and it tells you a lot of different ways you can listen to us. And also, here, a number of you, I just got another call today. And, you know, it hurts because the stations we've had to go off of, such good people out there, and they give me a call and say, boy, we wish you could get back on. Now, there's some of the stations that we stayed on are more than paying for themselves. They're holding some of the others up. But those stations that, if you want to help, there's not... They're not that far off. It doesn't take too much to really help them out. For example, Denver, we could go back on Denver. If someone was to make a donation of $20,000, or let's just say you're in a different, let's say you're in Ohio, but you'd like to you get Denver back on, then just put it on that donation to the station, that to the city. Just put down the Denver's, you know, Denver or Colorado. Same thing. We just got a call from a wonderful lady from Georgia. What a sweetheart she was. Said, I can no longer hear you, but I'm going to keep sending money because at least I know you're talking to other people out there. And so, you know, that would just be Atlanta or Georgia. You just write on the check, this donation goes to specify. And so, because in Atlanta, we would need more. But we could get back on in Portland, Oregon. We could get back on in Portland, Oregon for just over $10,000. Just over $10,000 would put us back on in Portland, or the same thing with Little Rock. And folks, if you wanted to support Orlando, Florida, or Tampa, you just write Orlando or Tampa on those. Alrighty, we have, boy, let me see. We have Let me start right here. Kevin from Chardon pledges 100. I know who that Kevin is. Betty from California pledges 50. Paul in Texas pledges 50. Michael in California pledges 100. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're right. Pastor, I want to interject something, too. We have around at least 12 million regular listeners. And I just want to remind everybody, if every one of those listeners sent in a dollar, we would never have to do another pledge week. If, you know, just a fourth of our listeners sent in $10,
yeah,
we would never, you know, for years have to do another pledge week.
And
we appreciate, you know, greatly the people that support, but there's so many people out there who have never donated, never stepped up to help.
I know, Joe, you know, and we hear from them, and they, the actual amount that you get, the people that listen, and that's just that way through society, is about 2% actually
right.
Do something. And so, Wendy, go ahead.
Actually, that's why I'm appealing to all those that, go ahead.
Sorry, you were saying Portland, you needed about 10,000. Well, you've got, I'm sending you some money, so you got about 1120 coming your way. So if eight other people were to match that, you could be on Portland's station.
All right, put Wendy down for 1120. Thank you very much. Yeah, folks, you can do that.
Yeah. Portland, right?
Yeah, I got some, you know, some fellows there that had some really tough times because you may have noticed the Democrats have tried to burn Portland down, and we have some people there that are property owners that own land, that are landlords and having a tough time. And even that, some of them are sending us
boarded up, and businesses are just going, you know, they're going broke. They can't conduct business. The crime rate's so high, the theft's so bad there, and they can't sell the business. They can't even they're kind of in a catch 22. They can't get out.
Yeah,
can't sell the business to move.
It's really tough. Joe, we got to finish this message
right
here. Okay, we go to verse 17. Ephraim is joined. Go ahead.
Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone.
Now, do you know what he's saying there? First of all, Ephraim, Joe, was the largest and the strongest of all the 10 tribes of the northern kingdom of Israel. And in fact, Ephraim was, you know, Ephraim was referred to as Israel. Often where, when God was speaking about Israel, he would just use the word Ephraim because they were, you know, synonymous with Israel.
That's pretty bad when God says, leave him alone. In other words, yeah, let him be.
So by this, by the time that this was written here, that God had given to this Hosea, all 10 of the tribes were so consumed by idolatry that they were beyond hope of revival. Now, as a result, God instructed Hosea and the other prophets to quit praying, quit trying to change them. The remaining burden was to call Judah to retain the faith in their true God. And so there comes a point where God says, don't pray for them anymore. Do you think America may be approaching that point?
That is something that has worried me for a long time, that we're getting closer to that point where God says, okay, you're going to suffer the consequences of your behavior, and he will turn his back on this country. And he's probably getting pretty close to it.
Yep, absolutely. Joe, there's a fella that we've had on this program here, Mr. Wood, James Woods. We've had him on in the past. He's a black Christian
institute. Yeah,
he's a black Christian activist. He's about our age, Joe. He's been around for a while. Very smart man. And well, let's hear from him. Let's go to that great activist.
This is really good. So this is a black activist. I would say an activist who happens to be black, by the name of Bob Woodson, on the Dr. Phil show, talking about what has happened in the black community and how it relates to basically everything we're talking about here today.
You say you don't support reparations. Why not?
Not everybody suffered equally. I mean, when you go into slavery, it's much more complex than are white people were the oppressors and black people were the victims. If you dissect it, you will find there were about 3,700 free blacks who owned 12,000 slaves, black slaves. The question is, do the descendants of those free blacks who owned black slaves, do they pay? Blacks really benefited more the first 100 years after slavery than we have in the last 50 years. I was born in 1937 during the Depression. Everyone in my small, low-income black community, 98% of the households had a man and a woman raising children. Elderly people could walk safely in that community without fear of being assaulted by their grandchildren. Never heard a gunfire during that time. Never heard of a child being shot to death in the crib. But there are 50 children today who have been shot and killed in our cities. If you're talking about remedies, we've got to look beyond saying that every solution has to have a winner and a loser, that blacks can only benefit if whites lose. We have to be defined more than just victims of oppression. When whites were at their worst, blacks were at their best. When we were denied access to hotels, we built our own. We have to communicate to our people the history of how they achieved in the face of oppression. But if we continue to sit back and say all of the challenges that we face in out of wedlock versus the violence, that somehow the control of that is in the hands of white America, and therefore until white people change, there's nothing that we can do. This sets up a terrible situation for this nation. The big crisis facing America is not racial. It is the moral and spiritual freefall that is consuming our children. The highest death rate among black families is homicide. Among Silicon Valley, the highest level of suicide, 6 times the national average. In Appalachia, the prescription drugs. And so if we are to address this crisis that is causing our children to lack a sense of personal responsibility or value for their own life, they will take their own life or take someone else's. So in order to address that, we must come together and look beyond race and realize America is drowning because it's in a moral and spiritual freefall. None of us should be defined by the worst of what we were in the past, but we should be defined by what we want to become in the future. And that people are motivated to change when you give them a vision of victories that are possible, not constantly reminding them of injuries to be avoided.
What makes more sense? What that man is saying, or what you hear out of Lori Lightfoot, or Pete Buttigieg, or Joe Biden?
All right, there you go. Yeah. One thing I learned from Pete Buttigieg, I have to be careful because I never knew that there were racist highways out there and overpasses. Some of those overpasses are racist, and you never can tell. You could be driving, let's say, on a racist highway without even knowing it, okay? Maybe some of the cars and trucks on there could be racist, too. Who knows? You know, this that little Pete Buttigieg. Now, Pete Buttigieg.
Got to remember, they've made everything a racial issue to divide, no matter what the subject, it's racist.
So yeah.
If everything's racist, then the truth is, folks, nothing is racist.
That's true. But, Joe, that long, long-asked question that have evaded the minds and the hearts of people, not for a long time, but just recently in America, is what is a woman? And Wendy Wilson is here. Wendy knows what a woman is. She's far above. Listen, she's much more qualified to be on the Supreme Court than some of those that are on that court, okay? She's much more qualified to hold any of the office executive branch than any of Biden's people. Because not any of them in there know what a woman is, but Wendy does. Tell us, Wendy.
Well, a woman is the creation of God, taken from the rib from man, So that's where you get the woman label, a wound coming from man. So we are, you know, a creation of God, and we're different from man. We're the helpmate for the man. So there's a difference between the physiology of men and women, and it's there for a reason. A lot of it is, you know, for procreation and bringing people into the world, and which is God's domain and his inheritance.
All right, so if you're pregnant with a child, are you a woman or a wannabe woman?
If I'm legitimately pregnant, then it would be a female woman.
Yeah, so then there you go. So,
well, I mean, you have to say legitimately pregnant, because a lot of people go out there and they'll say, I'm sort of pregnant. That's kind of,
yeah.
You know, you can't be sort of pregnant. Either are you or not.
All righty. So, anyhow, now let me ask you this. Why did Buttigieg got an extended maternity leave, but Buttigieg, weren't paternity leaves, weren't that for women that had children?
I think you have to kind of define that a little closer, because some businesses, usually the Fortune 500, the big companies, will give husbands a quote maternity leave to be home and help the wife out when they first get the baby home from the hospital. So I'm not sure.
But he's the wife. This is where it gets really confusing. He's the wife.
Right.
Not the husband in the relationship, at least that's according to them. You can't make this stuff up.
Well, how long have wives been mostly women?
Since Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Well, they're not mostly women. They are 100% women.
Oh, so then if you're a wife, you are a woman, right? And if you're... If you're a male and you think you're a wife, you're really not a wife at all, are you?
No.
Buttigieg is supposed to be the wife in that reprobate relationship. He's supposed to be the wife in that. I don't know. What do you think? Well, let's not worry about
God
that.
God calls it confusion. Confusion, right?
Yeah, there you go. See, God is not the author of confusion. This is the mindset of the entire Democratic Communist Party collective. This is, if it's strange, if it's upside down, inside out, backwards, if it's a sin, it is the Democratic Communist Party platform, people. Now, folks, we got to hear from you. We want to say thank you, Norma in Illinois. Norma in Illinois pledges 50. 888-281-1110. Folks, we got to hear from you. The phone lines have been slow. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Wendy, what's your topic tonight?
I thought we'd talk about a sense of humor.
Wait a minute. A sense of humor. Okay. That's nothing to joke about.
Well, there's different types of humor. You obviously have a dry sense of humor.
So now, wait a minute. Let me get this right, because the word dry, is that synonymous with the word strange?
No.
I've got to tell my wife.
No. Dry sense of humor, you've got kind of a subtle undertone. Some people may not pick up on it, but basically the sense of humor can have an indicator of a person's character, okay? And character is usually the heart of a person, what, you know, God sees, basically. Most people know someone out there that may be, I don't know, socially awkward, but that description isn't really accurate when it comes to personality disorders that people can have. Maybe you know someone that doesn't get jokes and seems to laugh because everybody else is laughing, but having no understanding of what the humor is about. Or maybe you know someone that, you know, converses offensively and then tries to convince you that it was just a joke. So these are people that really don't seem to have a healthy sense of humor, or the type of humor they do have is demeaning or sadistic. So what does a sense of humor say about a person? And what does it, their overall health mean with their sense of humor? So our sociology says there's several different types of humor. The affirmative humor, this is a person who amuses others in order to facilitate a relationship and tends to be a positive type of humor. These are the people that others gravitate to. They're very nice. Then there's the self-enhancing humor. This is a person who finds amusing circumstances in life's hardships by staying positive. And then there's the self-defeating humor. This is a person who says funny things at his own expense. This is a negative form of humor, but the target is oneself. So comedian Rodney Dangerfield exhibited this type of humor. Remember, he says, "I'm so ugly," and then he fills in the blanks, you know.
Right. Well, you know how that works, don't you? Mm-hmm. So you can disarm your enemy. Mm-hmm. So what you do is that you set the tone, mm-hmm. and you can set the level of how you're insulted by doing it to yourself.
Well, then there's the aggressive humor, Pastor. So this is a person who uses humor to disparage another and to manipulate others. So it often involves sarcastic comments, mocking, giving someone a mean-spirited nickname. So this is the dark side of humor, and it stems, this type of humor takes on its own little undertone, and we're going to get into some of that in a minute. But first, there's this study that was done in August 2016. It was done by the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, and the title of their study was The Dark Side of Humor, Pathological Personality Traits and Humor Styles. So what the study looked at is different humor styles, and their test groups were college students, okay? And here are some of their findings. Antagonism, they said, was positively associated with an aggressive humor style, but it wasn't associated with a positive humor style, which we were just discussing. Uninhibited or disinhibited humor is a person that uses inappropriate humor styles where they are aggressive. And an example would be someone with no filter. They're using socially inappropriate comments and actions. They also found the disinhibited type of person uses a form of psychotic humor associated with self-defeating humor styles. They also found that a positive humor trait, the affirmative and the self-enhancing, were associated with personality traits that included people that were more extroverted, open-minded, and agreeable, had agreeable personalities. The self-defeating humor trait was more associated with those that are self-conscientious, may have a high risk of depression, emotional instability, anxiety, or prone to anger. Now, the dark humor trait, the aggressive self-defeating styles, are linked to aspects of personality disorders called psychopathy and Machiavellianism. So this personality would exhibit antisocial behavior, a lack of empathy, poor behavioral control, cunningness, manipulation, power and control over others, and at any cost. So, and yes, this personality can also incorporate a third layer of the dark triad called narcissism psychopathy. Let me read you a few quotes from the study. They said the information is important because pathologic personality traits are often accompanied by interpersonal difficulties. Sadistic personality disorder was a personality disorder defined as a pervasive pattern of sadistic cruel behavior. People with this disorder were thought to have desires to control others. And the results from the study revealed that pathological personality traits were associated with specific humor styles. Men reported higher levels of the pathological personality traits than women did. So, you know, we should get a clue from this because we're living in times where you're seeing more of this, right, Pastor?
Well, what you just said about trying to control people, we're seeing that. Klaus Schwab, George Soros, these are control freaks, right? But also you're seeing that, too, with AOC and the squat. You know, they're all about this, what they call progressive, which is the Antichrist communist. They're, Every time I hear AOC or Alexandria Cortez, every time I hear her speak, it's a form of humor because there's something very funny about that woman, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Well, we should get a clue from this because the chances are high that we all know someone that may have humor and personality traits that aren't healthy ones. Maybe you've been on a date, Pastor, and you went to hear maybe a stand-up comic that was amusing and funny, only to look over at your date who was not responding. So we're talking about defensive body language, staring ahead, flat expression. So the whole audience is roaring with laughter and your date isn't getting any of it. That should be a sign. That's a big clue. You're not going to have a second date, right? Okay,
yeah.
So let me read you another quote from the study. They said, antagonism was positively associated with aggressive humor styles. Taken together, these results suggest that individuals with pathological personality traits tend to employ humor styles that are harmful to themselves or others. And these results suggest an intriguing possibility that your humor may play at least some role in the interpersonal difficulties that often accompany pathological personality traits. So you might want to be asking, how can they have this deviant sense of humor? You know, why do people have difficult senses of humor or no sense of humor? You know, I often have quipped at people I've known through the years and saying, you know, I'm going to buy you a sense of humor for your birthday.
Okay, so, hold it. Here's a sense of humor. 888-281-1110. That's the number, folks. That's the credit card number out there. So the phones aren't ringing. See, if they don't ring, you know, again, if we can't hear from you, you won't be hearing from us. We just had six stations and found that out the hard way. So 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Listen, we want to get back on those other stations, but right now, you know, there's no guarantee we can stay on the station you're listening to us on. 1 week out of the month is when we have this pledge week. We have virtually 10 hours to raise enough money to stay on for the next month. So 888-677-9673. We got to hear from you. The phone lines are not ringing right now. They got to be ringing. Go ahead, Wendy. I'm sorry.
That's okay. No. Well, one of the quotes from the study on, you know, how this deviant behavior comes about, they said unfavorable experiences during childhood or early stages of sexual development are believed to be one of the major contributing factors in the development of a sadistic personality. It has also been observed that sadism or sadistic personalities can also get developed in an individual through learning. Have you ever had anybody, Pastor, that teases you?
Oh, yeah.
I have. Okay. And you probably give it right back, right, Pastor? You do a little teasing, right?
A little bit here and there, yeah.
Yeah, healthy individuals can take a little teasing. You know, it's like, you know, a tennis match back and forth. It's fine. But some people think it is funny to tease way beyond that line in the sand. Labels regarding acts can be misleading. So this, you have to ask yourself, was the person engaged in a little harmless teasing or was it something else? So when teasing is not teasing, it becomes something else. Here, let me give you some examples. When it feels like an insult, or if it's demeaning in nature, or when it makes you a guilty party, or when the other person accuses you of something they did, or trying to convince you that the harmful act was really just a joke. You're overreacting. How about has the teasing has a very manipulative or gain of control feel to it. Therefore, there is this fine line between teasing, joking, and what is really called gaslighting. And I know you know what gaslighting is.
Yeah.
Now, some may not really know what it is. So it's a very devious behavior that one person has over another, and it's anything but humorous. So there are signs of that someone may be using gaslighting on you. Here's an example. It's really a series of behaviors they employ for a sole purpose of gaining control. for example, maybe you inherited a sum of money and your partner wants control over it and you, that person may set out a layer of circumstances to make you believe that your mental state is in question. So gaslighting is a form of abuse, and anyone that employs these tactics has a behavioral pattern or intent or history of using it. So this is a person that doesn't like to hear the word no, but it goes beyond them just getting their way. Gaslighting is about gain of control over a person. So as a person that uses gaslighting, they're going to use it across all types of relationships, marital, professional, parental. So gaslighting is often associated with a narcissistic personality disorder. However, according to expert Dr. Stephanie Sarkis, it's a sociopathic behavior element in it. Therefore, this type of sadistic behavior is not a person just being slightly nodding. Here's a quote from Dr. Sarkis. She said, a gaslighter gets under your skin and makes the victim question their self-value. So if you're in a relationship with a person like that, your self-esteem takes a huge hit. So often a domestic abuser is going to be a gaslighter. They will beg and plead with their victim that they're going to change and it's all going to be better. And once they reconcile, they have that victim back in their clutches and their roller coaster ride continues. But it also escalates as it goes along. So this is a dangerous position for a dependent spouse. Yeah. With or without
one word definition would be deception. And you find it is very, very common in infidelity. Very, very common in infidelity.
But we need to be wise out there. We do.
All right, Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Betty.
Yay.
And Connie in New Jersey pledges 40. Thank you, Connie.
Good.
All right, very good.
Lindsay, Pastor, that's Corinne.
That just screamed Democratic Party.
Corinne, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It was Corinne, not Connie. Okay, in New Jersey, Corinne that pledged 40. Thank you. I didn't see it. Just read it right. But go ahead, Joe.
Well, two of the things she brought up. One, gaslighting is what the Democratic Party does.
Constantly.
That always accusing someone else of doing what you're doing, that has been their standard modus operandi. So those tie in with those two bad personality traits applies to the entire Democrat Party.
Absolutely, and especially the mainstream media.
Mental illness in the Democrat Party.
Right, exactly. Well, personality disorders are really at an all-time high. So it can be hard really to find true friends or a normal person to be a spouse, you think, in a marriage. Here's a couple of good books that people might want to read. One is called The Gift of Fear by Gavin DeBecker. And the other one is Warning Signs of Gaslighting by Dr. Stephanie Sarkis. So if you have adult children or adult grandchildren, this information can save them from getting in relationships they really don't want.
Well, one of the major causes or adds to this is the so-called smartphones today. It weaponizes people. It gives them an ability, especially women with the ability to commit infidelity. They have this power that they never had before, and you can. There's always a lot of traits where. Do you ever notice somebody will be on their phone and they'll be texting, and laughing, and then you say, "Hey, what's so funny?" And all of a sudden they put their phone down and their eyes will get wide. It's like, "Uh oh, you weren't supposed to." I've been noticing that, and
well,
this is.
Around 2008, 2010-ish area, there were these new dating sites that came on. One was Harmony, and it was supposed to be founded by a psychological expert, a PhD, and you ran through all these questionnaires when you set up an account, and they were supposed to match you with the perfect person based on what you answered on your questionnaire. But, you know, statistically, there were 10 men to every woman up on there. So you see the statistics there. But the Gavin DeBecker's book will give you some clues, especially if you're female, because if you're at maybe a social gathering and someone comes up to you, and they really like to seclude you, take you away from the group. And so De Becker's talking about these guys that will come up and say, you know, well, let's go get a cup of coffee and get out of here. And you say, no, I don't want to. Well, they'll keep hitting you with stuff. Well, you know, right across here is a beautiful park. Let's go look at the pond in the moonlight. It would be really fantastic. So they keep coming, and you keep saying no, De Becker says, because eventually someone like that, the narcissistic types, they'll eventually give up and go find easier prey. Okay? So you don't want to be secluded and isolated with somebody you just don't know very well.
That sounds like some very, very wise advice.
Right.
When they tell the folks how they can get a hold of your catalog and your wonderful, wonderful, all-natural medicines given to us by God.
Well, absolutely. They can give us a call toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. They can also visit us at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can check out for free with a catalog online, or you can give us a call and request it. Definitely do that, because you'll have some
Josh Booth back with Bill Bullington. And hey, Bill, I seem to hear a lot about...
All right, we have all kinds of things happening, folks. These things happen in radio stations, especially when you got a lot of stations in one place like right here. And
right.
So... Yeah, we have some. Well, it looks like they may have stopped. We had lights flashing all over the place in here. It was like strobe lights all over the place. So, but it looks like they got everything under control. That's why we got Kyle on the board, man. Kyle's there. He's got a hold on it. Okay, so he just threw Craig under the bus. From coast to coast. Alrighty. Where are we at? Oh, we're about ready to go to the... Okay. We're going to a break. And when we come back from the break, I've got a clip for you guys to listen to that I want your feedback. So get ready. We'll be back right after this. Okay. Well, actually, I got about eight. Or seven. Seven. I'll mess him up. 7, 8, 9, 10. All right, we're back. We're back. We didn't get to the break, but now, yeah. So when we get back, we are back, but we're going to listen to Steve Bannon and Liz Yore on the UNPDO normalization pedophile, where they want to make pedophilia a human right. This is what they're pushing for. This is exactly what God's word in the Bible. This is exactly where it goes into complete lawlessness. We're heading. We're almost there completely. Be right back after this. We have a whole lot more here. Yeah.
Fight the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.